This isn't just another regulation to follow or another training to keep track of and check off as complete. It is an important next step in improving the way our human services organizations run, allowing for well thought out and intentional person-centered services for the people you support. I remember someone that I worked with who was in a pretty restrictive setting. Eventually, her company bought into person-centered practices, and she now lives in her own apartment, which her team thought would have never been possible due to some of her past concerns with being arrested and having a long criminal history. But person-centered planning calls for promoting more community participation, creating a quality environment, and providing positive behavioral support through the use of person-centered thinking and practices. These are great and amazing goals that you will specifically help the state meet.